Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt der Seirich in Perik Dalin, Mishnah Beis, Aval Bekarbonis, Einoi Kein. Let's explain. There are certain karbonis where the Torah also gave us this din of Hesigyat. That a poor person, an ani, can be yotze his chayiv to bring the karbin in a cheaper way than an ashir. An example may be a metzaira that comes to be metire himself from his tzaras after he's healed. He has to bring a chatas, an oila, and a asham. The asham is a karbin. It never changes. The ani also would have to bring a keves. But as far as the chatas and the oila are concerned, it really depends if the metzaira can afford it or not. If he can, that's called an ashir, then he has to bring a kivsa for his chatas and a keves for his oila. If he can't afford it, then he's an ani, it's enough for him to bring two birds, one for the chatas and one for the oila. So with that in mind, once again, let's see our mission. Aval berkabanes einakein. When it comes to karbanis, the din of hesig yad is not necessarily dependent just on the one who made the neder. For example, Horesha Amah, suppose a person says, karbanis shematzaira zeh olai. A person is makabel upon himself to bring the karbin for his friend who's a metzaira. Zok the Mishnah, im haya metzaira ani, if that particular metzaira that he promised to bring the karbanis for is an ani, is a poor person, maybe then the noider brings a karbin ani, which would be a chates and oila mina oif, a bird chates or oila. But if that mitzvah was an ashir, then maybe then whoever made the neder is going to bring a karbin ashir, a chates and oila of lambs, not of birds, like an ashir would bring. Now wait a second. What if this person that said, "Oh, I'll bring the karbanis of that mitzvah," what if he himself is an ani? The answer is no. You have to bring the karbanis. That's what you promised. You have to bring the karbanis for that mitzvah. And if he's an usher, then you have to bring behema karbanis. The Rebbe explains that really there's no difference between karbanis and erichin. Rebbe Omer ani, I say af bi erichin kein. Be'emes the same as sufa nidri erichin. What do you mean? If I say the erichin of so-and-so, it depends if I'm an ani or an usher. But if I say I'm bringing the carbon for that mitzvah, it depends if he's an ani or an asher. So, Rebbe, we'll think into what you're saying. It sounds like there's a difference. There's really no difference. Ma ani sheherich es ha'asher. Let's say you have a poor person that says on an asher, his erichin upon me. So what does he give? Nice an erich ani. If he can't afford more, he gives it according to how an ani would give it. What do you mean? You said the erichin of the asher upon me. Well, she'ena asher chayiv klum. This ani never said he'll be mamala achiyav of the asher, that he'll fulfill an obligation the asher has. He made his own nether, and he used the asher like a barometer to measure what he's going to give. The erichin on that person. Avo, but in the case of an asher, a rich man, Shamar who says, erki alai, my own erich I give, and let's say v'shama ha'ani, ani is listening, v'amar, and he says, Masha Omar Zeh, whatever that person said he has to give, Allah is upon me. So what does he have to give? Maisan Erech Asher. He has to give the amount of the Asher. Again, let's say an Asher, he's a man, he's between 20 and 60, he has to pay 50 shkalim, and he says, Erki Allah. An Ani hears this and says, oh, what this person said, I take it upon myself to give. And the person who said that is an Ani. But Maisan Erech Asher, he's going to have to give the full 50. The Ani will say, but I can't afford it. Yeah, but you based it on someone else. You said whatever he has to give, you're going to give. So it goes according to him, not according to you. So the same is true by the Mitzvah, and the same is true by Erichin. Whenever you say what he has to do, I'll do it for him. So it goes after him. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Hoya Ani. Let's say a person was an Ani when he said the Erichin of that person upon me. And that person, again, was between 20 and 60, let's say. He says, I can't afford the 50 shkala. But the Hesher, he became rich before he had a chance to pay up the smaller amount. Or, let's say, the other way around. Usher, he was an usher. When he said, the Erech of so-and-so upon me, then he could have afforded the 50 shkala. But Veheni, before he had a chance to give it, he became an ani. In both cases, Noisin Erech Usher, he has to pay the full amount. Because in order for him to qualify as an ani and get the cheaper rate, so to speak, he would have to have been an ani both during the time of the neder and during the time that he gave it over to Hegdish. That's the opinion of this Tana. This Tana in this Mishnah holds he would have to have been an Ani during both time periods. When he said the Erech of so-and-so upon me, and when he comes to give the money. If he was an usher either before or afterwards, he has to pay the usher amount. Rabbi Huda says, Afilu, even if he was an Ani during the time of the Neder, Ani, he was an Ani during the Neder of a Hesh, and he became rich in the middle, v'chaz of Heni, but became poor again. So at the time he said, the Erech of so-and-so upon me, he was poor. In the middle, he won the lottery. But before he came to pay it, someone came to him and said, you owe me the money. Now he has nothing. Man took the money away. That's just the mashal. But in either way, it happened. He was poor during the neder, even though he was rich in the middle, but now he's poor again. When it comes to paying, nice and erich asher. He has to pay the erich of an asher. He's going to say, well, wait a second. But I was poor both when I made the erich and now when I have to pay. Yeah, but you were asher in the middle. Zayhalt Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So our Mishnah began, that's in Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, Avul Bar Kabanis Einai Kein. In the previous Mishnah we learned that in regard to Erichin, it's the one who makes the neder. We look at him and we decide whether he pays like an usher or an ani. Not so by Karbanis. For example, if I say about a friend of mine who's a Mitzayra, whatever Karbanis he has to bring, I take it upon myself to pay for it. So if that Mitzayra is an ani, I'm going to pay just for the birds when it comes to his Chatas and his Oila. Even though I am an Ashir. If the Mitzayra is an Ashir, then I have to bring the carbon Ashir. It doesn't make a difference what my financial status is. Rebbe told us the truth is, it's the same for Erichin. In the same case by Erichin, it's really not any different. When an Ani says to Amazan an Ashir, his Erichin upon me, why does he give Erich Ani? Because the Ashir is not chayv anything here. I'm just using the Ashir as an example of what I have to give. But let's say an Ashir says, my Erich upon myself. And someone comes along and says, whatever he said, upon me, whatever he's mechuyev, I'm mechuyev, and you have to give what he's mechuyev. So it's really, it's the same thing. Viter, says the Mishnah. According to the Shita of this Tana, someone was an Ani when he made the Erichin. Afterwards, he became rich before he had a chance to give it. Or he was rich when he said the Erichin of so-and-so upon me, or himself upon himself, whatever the Erichin was, whatever the Erichin Neder was, he was rich when he made the Neder, even though the Heni became poor afterwards, he has to give the Erich of someone who's rich. Rabbi Yehuda adds even more, even if he was poor when he made the Kabbalah, and he was poor when it came time to pay for it, but he was rich in the middle, he has to give the higher amount. Interesting thing in this Mishnah. When we say Asher, do we mean he's really an Asher? He has a big fancy house, Ichves, whoever you would describe an Asher. No, we mean he has enough to pay what the Torah says you have to pay. So really the Mishnah is telling us something. What's a real usher? A real usher is happy that Baruch Hashem he can pay his chayvos. Is there usher? Hasameach b'chelkai.